You are no different from other people. You have come from the hand of God, have committed sin which has separated you from God, and you can come to God through personal faith in Jesus Christ, who has died for you. A study of the parables told by Jesus is one of the rewarding areas of Bible study. There are many of those little earthly stories with heavenly meanings recorded in Holy Scripture, and 7 of them are recorded in the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. The parable in verses 47 through 52 is the theme of our study. It reads as follows. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus saith unto them, Have you understood all these things? They say to him, Ay, Lord. Then said he unto them, Therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. A basic principle in interpreting a parable is this. A parable is designed to teach one central truth. Now, there may be many things suggested in it, but its purpose is to set forth one great truth. What is the central truth of this parable of the fish net? It is the certainty of judgment when the wicked shall be separated from the righteous. But there are other principles which accompany that truth and underscore it, and we shall review those principles, then consider the central truth of the parable. The parable of the fish net is not given to inform us of the custom of fishermen on the Sea of Galilee. It is telling us of the nature of the kingdom of heaven. The fish which are caught in the net represents human beings who are under the dominion of God. Now, what is the parable saying about people like you and me? First, the parable teaches that there is a surprising unity in the human race. Now, that's a little shocking. We commonly think of our differences from other people. We're different in the geographical areas in which we live. We're different in the cultural practices we follow. We're different in our national allegiance. We are different in the amount of wealth we accumulate. We are different in the languages we speak. We are different in the race into which we're born. Yes, we human beings are surprisingly unalike. Yet, beyond that difference, we are amazingly alike. We are all like fish who live in the same water, are caught in the same net, and come under the evaluation of the same fisherman. We humans are alike in our origin. It matters not whether you're white or black, yellow or brown. You have descended from the same original parents as I have. Genesis chapter 2 reports how God made one man and one woman. All the human race descended from that original pair. Acts 17:26 reads, God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. You are a brother or sister with every other human being. We are all of one blood. We're all descended from the original human parents. We're all a product of the creative power and the purpose of God. But also, we humans are alike in our needs. Because our natures are alike, our needs are alike. There are 5 basic needs which every human being must have in order to be fulfilled and enjoy the full happiness in this world. 1, every person needs food. 2, every person needs water. 3, every person needs reasonable health. 4, every person needs to perform productive labor. And 5, every person needs unhindered fellowship with other people and with God. Now, those needs are unchanging. They are experienced alike by the most primitive savage in the jungle to the most cultured person in the city. There are many luxuries which some would claim as needs, but those 5 basic needs are essential for a person to live a fulfilled and a meaningful life. Again, we human beings are alike in our sins. Now, that does not mean that we have all committed the same sins, but rather that we all have sinned. The Apostle Paul wrote, We have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. There are none righteous, none that understands, none that seeks after God, all gone out of the way, together become unprofitable, none that doeth good, no, not one. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That puts us all in the same category, doesn't it? Of course, sin takes different forms of expression. One person's sin is an expression of lust, another of greed, another of wrath, and so on. But whatever the manifestation, the nature that produces the sin is the same. Now that is why we believe in the total depravity of mankind. Total depravity does not mean that a person is born already condemned to hell, or that he is guilty of every conceivable sin, but that the totality of his being is weakened toward sin. The whole of the human race suffers under the same condition. That is why it is not possible for any person to be received in peace before God unless there is satisfaction made for his sins. We human beings are alike also in what it takes to deliver us from our sins. That is why there is one plan of salvation for all mankind. God does not save the Jew in one way and the Gentile in another, the savage by one means and the cultured by another. There's only one Savior and one gospel which announces salvation to him. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross was in behalf of every human being in all the human race, for he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now that says it all, doesn't it? The same gospel message must be preached to all. That is the heart of the Great Commission which Jesus gave. Mark 16:15 reads, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." You see, every person needs to hear the same message, the gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ. And repentance and faith is required of all people. Acts 17:30 teaches that God has issued a call, the same call, to all humanity. It is that all men everywhere must repent. He is just, but he will be the justifier of everyone who believes in Jesus, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Now you are no different from other people. You have come from the hand of God. You're made in the image and likeness of God. You suffer from a drastic malady called sin, which has separated you from God. You can come to God only through personal faith in Jesus Christ, who has died for you. You come to God through repentance from sin and trust in Him as your Savior. Others have come. You can come also. Father, we thank you for what the Holy Scripture teaches us concerning who we are and what we need, and how we can find answer to our deep needs in you. Turn us from judging others to examining ourselves, and do not let any one of us be satisfied until we have found peace through forgiveness of sins in your grace, for Jesus' sake. Amen.